Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the traditional personal finance corner, he hails from Princeton, New Jersey, USA. He is the Sultan of Saving, the Count of Common Sense. Let's get ready for practical.
The Sultan of Savings. I don't know if I would call you a sultan, but then again, maybe I would. Maybe I could refer to you as a sultan.
The sultan, yes.
Okay. And the sultan of savings and the count of common... A lot of royalty terms being thrown around willy-nilly there.
Right, that's...
Jeez.
And, you know, with a logo like I have, could you imagine the sultan of savings and the count of common sense?
Exactly. Hello, everybody. This is Frank Sasso, your host of the Practical Guy podcast. With me today, as always, is the money manager himself of your street, not Wall Street, Mr. Scott Newman. Hello, Scott.
How you doing? And even without Michael Buffer, I am so pumped up today that it's a good thing the IOC is not drug testing.
Because of how pumped you are.
How pumped, yeah.
Right. I'm very excited today because we're actually recording this podcast today in your home. And I'm hosting a podcast as your dog Toby is just licking my hand to no end. Maybe he's just tasting me. I don't know what it is. But this is great, man. You were telling me this great story. I was like, we got to get this on the podcast. You got to just tell the listeners what you told me about the whole job thing. What happened with you?
How can you be pumped up when actually you've been fired twice? As a mortgage loan officer in the last year, and you want to tell the world about it.
How did you get... I mean, I've gotten fired from pretty much every job I've ever had. I'm highly unemployable. I have a problem with, like, keeping my opinion to myself. When I see a process just not working, I'm all about process. I look to improve it, and they say, well, get out. So you're excited about getting fired from two jobs in 1 year. You got to tell the listeners what happened.
Well, first of all, this is the whole dirty little secret about the problem in the mortgage industry.
Okay.
You know, we had all this regulation, all this stuff that was supposed to prevent people from, you know, buying too much house not to pay for.
Right.
Loan officers who should have gone to prison. And we wrote all this legislation and we were supposed to clean it up.
Mm.
But did we?
No, we did not.
We didn't. Let me give you my first experience. Again, 2 years ago, the practical guy... After, you know, covering the Dodgers, investigative producer, working at Bloomberg, I mean, he decided he was going to help people. And he went out and he said he's going to get all his licenses, the mortgage license, the insurance license, and the financial planning license.
Right, meaning you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about yourself in the third person.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm following.
I'm like Bo Jackson in the third person. And what happened is... My first mortgage job, my managers were blown out on mortgage fraud charges, okay? I remained there. The next one, and this is what's where I ended up getting fired, is that as loan officers, there's this legislation, you have to take 20 hours of what they call continuing education.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't understand if you're not in a professional field, but what you do is if you're a doctor, you have to take, you know, 20 years so, you know, you don't take out somebody's appendix instead of their esophagus. And you have continuing education.
Okay.
There's continuing, and you know what? In any job, it's a pain in the neck.
Yeah, you got to keep up with it. You got to keep
and
up
this
with
is 20
the,
hours
the,
in front of
the current business trends, all that stuff.
Business trends, anti-money laundering. Well, the company I work with and the branch had this bright idea that why have their loan officers or take the continuing education? They would just hire somebody to get your login and password and do it for you.
So they would have your login and password. Wow. Okay. Go ahead.
It kind of goes against, you know, if you have kids that maybe they shouldn't take the test to do this.
Right.
And they hired this woman. She was working at Bed Bath & Beyond, but they brought her in part-time to have everyone's login. And you have to understand, there's continuing education for each state you have your mortgage license in. It's
okay.
Pennsylvania, New York.
Well, because of different laws and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
These are different laws in each state if you're getting a mortgage in New Jersey or in Wisconsin.
Right.
And she was taking this and taking it. And I'm like, wait a minute. First of all, there's this little thing about integrity. It's like, or somebody else takes a test for you
right.
or whatever. The second thing is that then if you're doing this, suppose I don't know, I'm not up to date on something with a customer. The third thing is, we have what's called anti-money laundering laws and doing this. And this is supposed to detect money that may be coming in the country.
Okay.
You know, again, it may sound absurd, but you might be able to catch a terrorist.
This
and we're
true.
Following these are with these things.
Okay.
So if the woman from Bed Bath & Beyond is taking those hours, she's not involved. I mean, it's just not a good thing. So I'm figuring, okay, this is great. So I have a problem with it, so I emailed the CEO and wanted to talk to him. And I said, just normal thing, and I said, listen, this is going on in your branch, and I have a little problem with that because, number one, I have some honesty and integrity, and he said, there's no way this is going on in the office. I don't know.
Oh, so he didn't believe you?
No, he didn't believe
Okay, well, wait a minute. Hang on one second. How would this benefit you making this story up?
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. And what he said is, but listen, I'm not day-to-day with operations. My number two is. He will be giving you a call to discuss.
Okay, so number two would know. Really.
Which again, it's
okay, fine.
So he calls, and I went through it, and he says, there's no way, I don't see any way this could be happening.
Oh, he says the same thing the CEO said.
Right. These were my bosses in the office. Okay. Now, meanwhile, I have printouts. Do you want to see them? Or No, listen, there's nothing you can do this. I'm like, this is insanity. So the next day, I'm on a call with the guy I guess I had reported and his assistant.
Right.
And they fired me. They said that you should not have gone to management with it.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
How did they, what did they say? Did they bring you into a room? What happened?
No, they called me.
They called you up?
On the phone and said, listen, we're going to be terminating you today, okay? Huh? Now, I mean, and I laugh because you have to understand, I don't even need the job.
Right.
I mean, I have my retirement put away. I'm trying to help
you.
People.
Yeah, you're funded already. Right.
And I'm not done seeing, but I'm like, this is so offensive to me. First of all,
sure.
We joke and nobody laughs more than me, but you know what? When I put integrity there or whatever, that doesn't mean have somebody else take my mortgages in.
Right.
So here I am fired, and I'm just sort of laughing at this because I'm like, how could this happen? I kept sending emails.
Wait, that was the first job.
Yeah, I keep sending emails to the CEO, and finally I got a call. I'm saying, do you understand that we have this stuff? And he said, would not take my calls, okay? I went to HR and said, can I have an exit interview? Now, how many people get fired? Please, bring it on. Give me an exit.
Bring it on. Let's talk about this more.
So, what do you do with this? Because this is against, you would think, federal law. Because the federal law is that you have to take 20 hours of continuing education. So what I do is I call the NMLS, which is the federal governing body.
Uh-huh.
And I tell them this story. And the woman says, you're kidding me. I'm like, no. What happened is, there was a woman from Bed Bath & Beyond.
I love how you keep saying that part. Like,
okay, I guess you wouldn't take
part of her identity that she's from Bed.
You wouldn't take somebody from McDonald's, right?
Right, right.
I mean, you would.
There's a line.
Right. Yeah. So, you would say, this person is Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh.
And I said to the NMLS, well, we've never had anything like this. I said, well, where do I go to have this investigated? Well, you'd have to call your state regulator because we don't know this, okay? I sent three emails to state regulators, just no.
Nothing.
No, they were like Phil Collins' disease, no reply at all.
And I'm not even laughing that it's funny. It's so unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. but these are the things that are going on in the mortgage industry.
Oh, and goodness.
I still have all these printouts about the emails, the logins were passed through.
Yeah.
The company fired me. The NMLS won't look at it. And who's looking at all this? Now, meanwhile, I mean, I can, to be honest, you have a mortgage license, anybody will hire you because they're not paying salary. But nobody ever did anything. The CEO never responded. I went through with their HR person exactly what they were doing, a detailed conversation.
Right.
And she said, well, I'll see if the CEO is interested in getting back to you. What is going on?
Right.
So if there's any regulators or anybody out there listening to the Practical Guy podcast today, I'm here. Come find me. I don't want anything. Like a lot of people sitting there, I'm not looking to sue anyone.
Right.
They can call the Practical Guy.
Call 800-877-451-4141. 877-451-4141. They can also go on to practicalguy.com. Just drop you an email there too.
That's right. Operators are standing by there. And I'm going to do the thing.
Sort of.
The call to action. Call now. Call now, regulators. Please call me, and I'll be happy to deliver this.
And he will be happy to deliver. Can you put any of that stuff on your website? Probably not.
No, I would rather the regulators come and
let them. Yeah.
But do you realize how absurd this is? Like to a person outside the mortgage industry to do that. You've had all this crap that went on with the mortgages, people forging signatures,
okay.
People forging loans, selling rates too high. We had this whole mortgage crisis. Yet someone outwardly does this. Has somebody else take the test?
That is crazy. Let me ask a question. For the person that doesn't understand anything about mortgage industry or even understands the craziness about this, what can you give as an analogy to like any other kind of industry that people maybe would understand the severity of this?
So suppose, again, suppose the analogy is that somebody was going in and said, you know, they wanted to get a lung transplant.
Okay,
and the transplant surgeon now, typically, I don't know if there's a license to do this, but you would want them to keep up with what's going on out there.
Right, okay. Like new procedures.
We've all seen, you know, the dentists for 30 years that use the same equipment, but things have changed where you have to keep up with it. But the worst thing about this is the guy at the top of the company saying, okay, this doesn't even go on. When he's brought information that somebody else has taken.
I got you, okay.
And it's like, can you imagine this happening wherever it's like, well, yeah, and not even to look into it and then sending a thing and then we're going to fire this guy.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt me in the least, but what about consumers or even the integrity of your company?
That's it. The integrity of the company will now affect the consumer.
Right.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a second. Before I forget, there's another story that you still have to get to.
Right.
That is even more crazy than this one.
We're going to talk about more how I get fired by not meeting a sales quota or maybe putting people into mortgages that shouldn't have even been there. But Frank, like there's somebody, maybe I sound like I should be admitted.
You're a breath of fresh air. That's what it is.
When you look at this and you're sitting here saying, you know, am I crazy? And it's like, can you believe that something would go on?
I can't believe it. I mean, I really cannot believe that a CEO would not even, just to take a second, say, you know what, Scott, let me look into this. Let me even see what's going on. But to just deny it, and you're holding proof. He doesn't even want to look at it.
He doesn't want to look at it. Then he sends his underlings.
To get rid of you.
To get rid of me. And again, and I'm saying, and the thing is, I am blessed to be able to laugh at this.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people out there, this would devastate them.
Absolutely.
You know what? And again, I love the laugh and stuff. This is serious stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, again, I'm not even laughing so much that, well, because I know you, and the fact that you got fired is just funny to me. That is, but this other thing, I mean, I'm laughing most of the fact that I can't even believe it. I'm laughing out of disbelief.
Right.
You know, this is not funny. If you were any other person, they probably wouldn't have fired you because they know that you would just toe the line, you would just do what they say, turn a blind eye, and people wind up getting hurt.
Right, but I kept pushing it, and people don't like that. But how many other people, whistleblowers, or especially in this financial industry, are out there,
right?
But they're not going to do this. They're not going to put this on a podcast.
No,
they're not
going
to go, here I have to go, I have to fight for the truth.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, for instance, I mean, next thing you know, maybe somebody in the medical profession, like surgeons, they'll be getting people from Burger King to take their continuing ed. What's the answer to number 14? It's like, mix the chromosome. And you're sitting there, it's so absurd. But this person, again, is still going on. And here I am, I actually made calls to two regulation agencies. I know they're over.
And they don't want to know.
The NMLS didn't know what to do.
What are they doing over there?
So again, please, operators are standing by. Frank, can you give them the number of any regulator?
Toll free, 877-451-4141. Again, that's 877-451-4141. Call now.
Right.
Don't wait till the end of the show. Hit pause.
And if you have a question just to talk about how ludicrous this is, if I can help you not get taken by someone or can take a look at your plan, please give me a call.
Yeah, and you will help them, won't you?
Of course. That's what we're here for again.
That's it.
Bless guy. I want to help people out of these situations.
That once again, we are paying attention to the man behind the curtain, just ripping that curtain away and showing you what really is going on out there.
And, you know, Frank, we're doing, again, not only this, we try to do true financial outreach.
Yes. And we're not trying to beat up on anybody, but, I mean, this is just outrageous.
Right.
This is outrageous.
Yes. And we'll keep you posted whether any regulators call. You
know. Oh, we will keep you guys up to date. Don't worry about that. We are like the Achilles heel of Wall Street, right. And just basically the whole industry as it is. Scott is the most integrity-filled man that I know as far as this whole money thing goes. Let me tell you, you are in good hands with the practical guy. Scott is blessed. Scott saved up to $800,000 by the time he was 50 years old. I mean, he's not in this to, like, strike it rich or, like, to break the bank. That's not why he's here. He's here literally to help you, the listener, with all your financial issues and to educate and entertain.
And Frank, we're going to save that story for next week.
Oh, look at you, you big tease.
The tease where, you know, people have been already overloaded with somebody from Bed Bath and Beyond taking mortgage loan officers to do it. Wait till you hear what I'll say next week. Until then, we're going to wait for the regulators to call or someone to have a conscience.
Absolutely. I was so looking forward to hearing that story again today. Make sure you visit the Practical Guy's website, practicalguy.com, and call 1-877-451-4141.
The Practical Guy Podcast.
Money management for your street.
Not Wall Street.
Let's get ready to practical!
Follow The Practical Guy on Twitter at The Practical Guy. Like The Practical Guy Facebook page. Subscribe to The Practical Guy YouTube channel and visit practicalguy.com. This podcast is a River City eMarketing production, so be sure to also visit rivercityemarketing.com today. The Practical Guy. Money management for your street, not Wall Street.